triggers of a different kind part of the discussion around COVID-19. What metrics might push the island of Oahu in particular to further restrictions? But there is a plan in place for the state. We may just not be following it. That's the topic of an article today by Honolulu Civil Beat business reporter Stuart Yurton, who joins us now. And Stuart, as you point out, there's been a guiding report of sorts that's been out for some time called Beyond Recovery, Reopening Hawaii. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. So there was a report, and again, the Economic Recovery Navigator, as he's called, Alan Oshima in the governor's office, produced this report, or produced it along with the governor's office. And one of the key things is that there's a matrix, a color-coded matrix that says here's where we should be on the reopening, depending on a number of metrics and milestones that are related to public health and the virus. The idea was that when we reached these milestones and were there for a certain amount of time, a couple of weeks, we could move another step toward reopening. And conversely, if we started backing away from those, we would eventually have to reclose. So that's what they use. And again, it has things like prevalence, like how widespread is the virus? Do we have enough hospital beds and hospital capacity, contact tracing? There's been a lot of discussion about that lately. Where are we in our contact tracing capacity, testing capacity, all of these things? And so the idea was, if we're good to go with all of these metrics, we can open even further and go beyond simply even where we are now with this act with care mode to something more like a recovery where there's almost no disruptions. So that's what we're supposed to be using. That was the plan. The question is, are we using it?
And part of that is, again, you mentioned some of the different metrics that they look at. These are not the metrics that we hear about, although we do hear from time to time about hospital capacity rates, things like that. But some of those others we don't hear so much. We get sort of the daily scorecard of new cases and cumulative cases. But there has been arguably less attention on some of these other points.
Well, that's right. So, you know, one of the things that we're really trying to get a handle on now is contact tracing. What is our capacity for that, and where are we? Last week, the epidemiologist, Dr. Sarah Park, acknowledged that we didn't have enough contact tracers, but one of the questions was how short we are. In any case, when you look at this... And again, I talked to Josh Green about it for the lieutenant governor, who's also a medical doctor for this article. You know, right now we're in this yellow zone, which is act with care. But if you look at things like the prevalence of the disease, which seems to be pretty widespread of community spread, as they call it, and uncontrolled, and you look at the contact tracing capacity, which is really inadequate, it seems, those two criteria should place us more in not just the orange area, but maybe even the red area, which is stay at home again. Remember that, when we all had to stay at home all the time.
Yeah.
So the question is, how do these triggers or these metrics that seem to be putting us more at red lead, say, the mayor of Honolulu, Mayor Caldwell, to say, okay, well, what we're going to do is close the beaches and the hiking trails.
Mm. And, you know, you mentioned throughout this process that there's a real lack of transparency. All of us, in terms of reporting out the story, have experienced this. But you write a bit about Scott Sakey's experiences with trying to get some useful data. Talk a bit about that.
Right. Well, the Speaker of the House is also the co-chair of another committee looking at recovery in response to COVID. He's saying, Health Department, please tell us where these cases are coming from. You don't have to give this the precise place, but tell us generally, was it a beach party, and when was it, and how many cases, and just to let people know, don't go to beach parties.
Right.
Or if it was at a bar, don't go to a bar.
And again, coming up with that concluding part of, and here is why, here is the data behind that. The chase for transparency continuing. And Stuart, business reporter Stuart Yurton, today's reality check, you can read more on his story at civilbeat.org. And Stuart, thanks very much.
Thank you, Bill, so much.